Hello, sisters. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, I just got done reading Acts 5, the audio Bible for women that I put up on DontParish.com on the women's area there. And as I was reading it, I thought, you know, I might just make a audio for my sisters and share some encouragement on this. Think about, let's see, I'm going through here. It starts out in Acts 5 with Ananias and Sapphira. And what made me think about this is obviously she was united with him on this decision when they sold the land, and then they lied to the Holy Ghost about how much it was sold for. They kept back some of the money. And it made me think about some sisters who are married to men who do things that they ought not, whether they're unbelievers or they're claiming Christ and they're not fully living obedient to him. And I'm not saying this is what Sapphira did. What I'm saying is, it just made me think about this. Sisters who have dilemmas like that, that they're torn in, and maybe they get drugged through circumstances that they wouldn't normally choose to do. And it may either be sin or border on sin or be a bad witness to be participating with what might have been chosen to do or be done. And the Bible does say that a woman is to obey her husband. We're supposed to be in subjection to him. He is the authority. Unless, as we read later on in Acts, it would be 5:29, where it says we ought to obey God rather than men. It's awesome that it's right in the same thing to be able to use this as a reference. And so I just want to give encouragement to sisters who might be striving in the truth and maybe being kind of pulled here and there by disobedient husbands. Like I said, whether they're believers or believers that are in sin. And I'm not sure what you call a believer that will refuse to repent of their sins. But anyway, or unbelieving husbands. And so either case there could cause things in the home, activities, to be that which is not necessarily becoming of a godly woman. And now, so a godly woman is kind of in a dilemma going, okay, the Bible says I'm supposed to obey my husband and be subjection to him, but he's making some choices that will either be sin, or I'm questioning whether it's sinful or not, or it's going to be a terrible, terrible witness for me to participate and go along with it. And I know sisters who have been and are in situations like that. And I just want to give you encouragement on that. We don't want to use something like that as an excuse to get out of having to support our husbands. Because wives make bad decisions. Husbands make bad decisions. We're all human. We can all make mistakes. We might get in the flesh. We might do some things that may not be the best decision that we can make. Maybe we hadn't thought it all out. And so how do we walk that fine line of trying to be obedient to God's word and being godly wives, yet standing for the truth of God? Now, I can't give you a black and white on that. The only area I can give you a black and white on that is if you blatantly see that it's something sinful like what Ananias and Sapphira did. She could have said, you know what, that's sinful. I'm not going to have anything to do with it. But she went along with it. We don't know all the reasons or whatever, but she obviously did. Must have been in her heart. And I'm just kind of using this as an example for us to look at. So if you're in a predicament that your husband is putting you in a situation that requires you to make a decision whether you're going to join with him or not, if you see that it's blatantly sinful against God's word, you absolutely obey God over man, right? So I know my sisters know that. If there's a question on it, and it seems like it might be sinful to you, but you can't draw the line in God's word, and it also would be a bad witness, you have that right to stand for God in that. And then there comes that questionable one where it might just be a witness thing, but not necessarily a sinful thing. That you have to make on your own conscience. You be careful of your conscience that you don't go against it, because the Holy Spirit might be working within you and you're going to know it. It will be something strong. But then again, don't use that as a liberty to just disobey things of your husband that, if it's not sinful or anything, it might just be a foolish mistake. You know what I'm saying? So it is a fine line that we women walk, we godly women, we godly wives, have to walk in this using discernment. And that's, you know, that's what's nice about having the body of Christ, because I just went through with working with a sister who's not necessarily having these kind of issues, but it's a discerning issue of how involved should she be in certain decisions that are being made. And so the body of Christ can help one another in making these decisions and help support one another. So basically, in order to do that, we just go to God's Word, we examine it, we look for instructions, we look for examples of what we see in there, and then there are some liberty and some gray areas that we do just try to make the best decisions. And if for some reason we ever make a decision that afterwards we find out maybe there was a better decision and following after the husband's, obviously there's repentance that we can have for that. Maybe somebody will point that out to you and help you understand to discern it better next time. But yeah, what we don't want to do is be so swept away. And I know sisters have some of this issue. They want to be loved and accepted by husbands so bad. They're willing to compromise on the truth, which equals sin. Maybe not always blatant sin, but they do kind of start bending a little bit here and a little bit there. You know, sisters, I just got to tell you, all it takes is one little thing. You could be going along strong on the word. Maybe husband's doing some things that are obviously not in a godly manner, and you've learned how to deal with your life living alongside that. It's kind of like living two lives. And then you maybe get tired, a little bit worn down. Husband has an idea to do something, and you go against what you should do, and you bend just a little bit. Now, there you've just weakened yourself. You've opened up the opportunity for Satan to come in and grab more of it, and he can either start twisting your mind to go, well, see, that one wasn't what you thought it was. What about this? What about this? And next thing you know, you're on a downhill spiral, and you look around if you're blessed enough to start seeing truth again and go, wow, what happened to me? We've seen women go through that before, and then they get back up and they're strong again, and it happens again. And so, also, as I say that, don't let Satan keep you down. If you realize that you've sinned and you've gone where you shouldn't have, or maybe compromised, maybe not sinned, but not made the best choices, get back up, repent, and stand strong. And think about this, you know, the godly witness that you have, look at 1 Peter 3. Well, let's go read it. 1 Peter 3, starting from 1 until like 6. Yeah. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if they obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting of the hair or wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. So let's look at this Sarah and Abraham. We could be the daughter of Sarah if we adorn ourselves from the inside out. We see the holy women of old weren't doing on the outside to entice and draw and keep their husbands with them. It should be what's from the inside. And now, what is on the inside is obedience to God's word. And that's a godly, holy woman in many ways. Meek and quiet spirit like we see. Loving, kind, gentle, fruits of the spirits. And not compromising on God's word to try to win the love and favor of their husband by maybe participating in things they ought not to do, which could be to the demise of their soul. But standing strong, and think about this, sisters. You, in your house, may be the only godly example your husband sees. And think about this. When you have good next to bad, the bad looks worse, doesn't it? You got, like, good, clean, fresh food and then you've got rotted food. That fresh, clean food looks so much better than the rotted. The rotted looks even worse, doesn't it? So if you've got a disobedient husband to the word, nagging him and trying to preach to him, this is not going to do it. We're not to do that. We're supposed to live our lives unto the Lord and let him see how we obey. Let him see how we do not go along with things that are sinful, questionably sinful, anything that might be a reproach unto a holy God through our lives. Let them see that and be convicted in that. Stand strong, sisters. If that's something I could just get through to my sisters, don't waver for a husband or for the love of it. Stand strong for God, because ultimately that's who we are living for. Our husbands will perish, and they will... Oh, I'm sorry, let me take that word back, perish. I'm not going to say all husbands will perish. What I meant was our husbands are going to die. We're going to die. Everybody's going to die. That's what I meant. Remove that word perish. Our husbands are going to face death someday. We're going to face death someday. And ultimately, it's between us and God. A lot of women put their husbands between them and God and try to please their husbands more than they please God. Only one should be pleased ultimately, and that's God. And maybe your husband will benefit from the good and godly traits that you have from pleasing God. We ought to obey God rather than man. We're not to be man pleasers. We're supposed to do everything heartily unto the Lord. So do it all unto God and let God deal with your husband, what he does, and you make the best decisions you can. And Brother James and I are here to help the saints discern God's word and stand for holy living, because the body of Christ is, I just posted it yesterday about charity. And we're to charity one to another, preferring one another. We are to help the body of Christ. And how we do that is through the word and encouragement. Basically what I'm doing right here. So anyway, I was just sharing some impromptu thoughts with you. Hopefully it makes some sense. And hopefully it encourages you. All right, love to you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.